Disco Star! Oh!
There we go. Fantastic energy to kick off the show for May Day, a band that's very consciously aware of workers' rights, aware of human rights generally, and the power of punk rock and hardcore. That's DOA, a band from British Columbia here, formed in 1978, and have a number of records and countless live shows under their belt, including a whole bunch in the future. There's a whole American tour underway. Strangely enough, despite many reported last ever shows, the band keeps going. But I don't think anyone really has a problem with that because they keep coming up with the goods, including this album. I'm going to play for you a track from the 2010 album called Talk Minus Action Equals Zero. And then a couple of tracks from their very latest release, which is a live record called Welcome to Chinatown DOA Live. So there's a whole bunch of classics there. And I should say, just to back announce my apologies, the first track I played was not Disco Sucks, their first single. I played New Age first, and then I played Disco Sucks. So those tracks were from Disco Sucks is 1978 from the Disco Sucks 7-inch EP, which I guess was their very first release. And then we had New Age from Something Better Change. And then we heard that last song was The Prisoner, again from Something Better Change from 1980. So kicking off the May Day show today with DOA. So this next song, we're going to skip right to the near present, to 2010. The album is called Talk Minus Action Equals Zero. Very fine words from Joe Keithley. And let's play a track right now from this. I think we'll play track two.
With the rebel kind, I said, watch your step. I'm a rebel kind, and I won't toe the line. I got to warn you, keep your head out. You're messing with the rebel kind. I said, you're messing with the rebel kind. You get on my way, you got up the class sense. Guess I say I'm on the road to ruin. They're trying to break me long ago, cause I won't dance at two. I bend the rules to the breaking half. Yeah, that's a fact. Don't take no crap, be my habitat. Hell yeah! Watch your step, I'm the rebel kind, and I won't toe the line. I got to warn you, keep your head up. You're messing with the rebel kind. I said you're messing with the rebel kind. Oh yeah! With the rebel kind, yeah, you're messing with the rebel kind, yeah. With the rebel kind. Well, watch your step. I'm the rebel kind, and I won't toe the line. I got to warn you, keep your head out. You're messing with the rebel kind. I said, watch your step. I'm the rebel kind, and I won't toe the line. I got to warn you, keep your head out. You're messing with the rebel kind. I said, you're messing with the rebel kind. I said, you're messing with the rebel kind. Hell yeah! A class war. Yeah.
is deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas. What the fuck has got to do with Texas? But let me tell you one thing. What's up, Steven? Not go by. Don't die too. Run your door and die. What's up, Steven? What's up, Steven? What's up, Steven? What's up, Steven? Come on. I don't want you to have any way you hate. When you put your top down, whoa. We need that and save that day you hate. Fuck us here, fuck us here, fuck us here, fuck us here. One more time now. Together we can, together we will, make this world into a better place than it is now. Thanks for DOA. Arrivederci.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hi, we're Roused by Nature.
And you're listening to
CITR
101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hey, welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And we kicked off the show with the fabulous DOA. Those last two tracks were from a live record that came out last year called Welcome to Chinatown, DOA Live, recorded at the Rickshaw Theatre, which was right adjacent to Chinatown in Vancouver. And they're out on another huge big tour through the States. Incredible longevity for this band, from the pioneering hardcore band from the late 70s, still at it. And in fact, let me see, I think they even might be crowdsourcing a new album too. So I'd, if I were you and you're a fan, maybe go to their Sudden Death. Oh, here we go. I have found an email. DOA to record new album with help from Kickstarter. So yeah, definitely go to the website. It's Sudden Death Records, and see if you can still contribute to that album, because it's a good cause for a band that is still believing in equality and democracy and human rights, and doing it with a lot of energy. So let's get into the Australian music. This is a show all about Australian and Canadian music. We always play older music up front. So we dug into the past of DOA for the first few tracks at least. And now let's shift it. And don't forget, you can find us online. This is a blog. We have a blog called ozstrandedradio.com. And you can find us on Twitter at ozstranded as well. So last week I started to play some bands from, I found an article on the tonedeaf.com.au website. It's one of my go-to places for Australian music. And it was an article here that said, "The Aussie bands proving rock is far from dead." They say here, "We've read all the doomsday predictions, whether it's Gene Simmons or your dad, everyone's telling us that rock and roll is over. Bands just aren't interested in strapping on guitars, playing good old-fashioned, dirty, sweaty rock music. But we say, hell no, or we're at, yeah, da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, they've listed a whole bunch of bands on here from Australia that they think are still waving the flag for good old rock and roll. Last week I played for you a track from Kingswood, a track from Carnivool, and then a track from the Love Junkies. Out of those three, I like the Love Junkies the most. This week I'm going to keep going. The next three acts in this article. First up is Adelita, of course, the front woman of a legendary band called Magic Dirt. She has a new album out called All Day Venus, so I'm going to play a track from that record first up. And then they also mention here Violent Soho and third band British India. So we'll play a track each from these acts. So these are, according to the tonedeaf.com.au website, three acts that are kind of waving the flag for rock and roll at this time in 2015, when maybe people think that rock is waning because of, you know, electronica and all these other things that are out there. But anyway, this is a track called Love is Rust from Adelita, and it's on her latest album called All Day Venus. And if you like her voice, if you like the song you're about to hear, she has a whole other separate world. That was a fantastic band called Magic Dirt, who were active all through the 90s, up till only a few years ago. And they were one of the real mainstays of the Australian underground music world. So here we go. This is Adelita. You're on Stranded.
Show me now. so far in the wrong direction. What made it so easy to change your mind? So long and I won't surrender. I've got to get back while the sun still shines. So much time in the wrong direction. How much longer till I can't forget you? Tried once and now you're the expert. Tried once and it's so hard to let.
From Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is fuck off and die.
This town is gonna
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
All right, this is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and three bands from Australia there in a row. First up was Adelita. She was the frontwoman of Magic Dirt, a classic band that formed in Geelong, Victoria, in the early to mid-90s. She has a solo career these days. Her latest album is All Day Venus, and you heard a track there called Trust is Rust. And next up was Violent Soho. They came to prominence with their 2013 record Covered in Chrome, and 2013, well, that was a song, I think. The album was called Hungry Ghost, and I played for you a track from the Hungry Ghost record called Fur Eyes. And that was followed up by British India with a track called Wrong Direction. And that's from their latest album called Nothing Touches Me. And the reason I played all three of those acts was because they were mentioned in this article from the tonedeaf.com.au website that is listing a whole bunch of bands from Australia that they believe are sort of waving the flag of rock and roll in desperate times, I guess, you know, now that there's a whole bunch of electronic music out there to distract people from the good old, you know, guitar plugged into the Marshall stack and just good songwriting. So thanks, tonedeaf.com.au, for those recommendations. So again, that was Adelita, Violent Soho, and British India. Now, it's actually New Zealand Music Month, so we have to devote some part of each show, I think, for the next few shows at least, for some great quality Kiwi music. And it's timely because somebody just got in touch from a record label called Triple A Records in New Zealand with a press release for a brand new album from a new band called Radio Glow. They're a four-piece rock band from Auckland, Auckland to the North Island. And comparing their sounds to the Raconteurs, Elbow, and Tom Petty. This is a debut album called In Between Time. And let's play a track from it right now. The lead-off track is called On Your Own Again. So here's some fresh music from New Zealand, especially for New Zealand Music Month. And after this, I'm going to play for you two more Kiwi bands. So here it is. This is radio debut here, I think, at least in Vancouver, for Radio Glow from Auckland.
Stop. a lunatic's asylum. I'm living in. Sometimes into the lunacy of lunatics, I'm giving in. It's a lunatic's asylum. I'm living in. Sometimes into the lunacy of lunatics, I'm giving in. Brimstone of fire, urge to curse them, cast them to flames. You won't see them again. Brimstone of fire, urge to curse them, cast them to flames. You won't see them again. Some were led to fear them, hurt them. Now you won't see them again. Some were led to fear them, hurt them. Now you don't see them again. Reached out for some though, open-hearted, and they spat it back, broken, heartless. So when it breathes, I breathe with it. For when it leaves, we don't leave with it. For it comes uninvited. You won't see them again. Some were led to fear them, hurt them. Now you won't see them again. Reached out for some, open-hearted, and they spat it back, broken, heartless. So when it breathes, I breathe with it. For when it leaves, we don't leave with it. For it comes uninvited.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll wake up? She had. Fantastic band from New Zealand. It's New Zealand Music Month, so I thought I'd play three Kiwi bands today and more in the coming weeks. That was, she had probably the greatest Kiwi band to come out in the last 20-odd years. Back to fine form. They started out as a real kind of industrial outfit and have shifted in sound a lot over the years, but this is a sort of a return to form album. It just came out last year, and the album's called FVEY, and of course, amazing. They have been around for a long, long time, and they actually, they're big in very big in New Zealand. They've actually equally ranked with another guy called Dave Dobbin for the most top 40 New Zealand chart singles, if you can believe a band that heavy. But they, you know, those big singles are the more, singles like Home Again and Pacifier, a bit more mainstream sounding, but still awesome. Great band. They're originally from Wellington, New Zealand. Before that, we had two new tracks. At the top of the set was Radio Glow, a brand new band that's come to my attention from the good folks at Triple A Records. So Radio Glow is a band. The debut album is In Between Time, and we heard the track Do Your Own Again. And up next was Snapper, a very long-standing band from New Zealand. The latest track called Lunatics from a Lunatics EP, and that's another band with quite a bit of history that we'll get into in another time. So you are listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're about to get into the Canadian music of the new Canadian music part of the show.
If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakhlia, Talitin, Homosque Mustail.
Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, you can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com and also on Twitter at ausstranded. So from the three Kiwi tracks, we're into brand new music from closer to home here in Canada. In Vancouver specifically, somebody got in touch with me named Lindsay Cupser. She is a solo singer-songwriter, and she's been based elsewhere, I think maybe in the States, for quite a while. She has two releases online on Bandcamp. And she got in touch. She told me about her new EP, and she'll be playing her first show in Vancouver on a Sunday night at the Railway Club in that same back room where we put on our monthly show. I should say our next one is coming up on May 10th, and it'll be myself opening, M. Lund, and we have Clara Rose and Shiloh Lindsay headlining. She's a very established artist. She's played around a lot and traveled a lot in Canada. So that'll be fantastic. That's in the back room of the Railway Club on the 10th of May. It's a Sunday night, so we're calling it the Stranded Sunday Sessions. This will be number eight. And actually, a special guest, we have Merlin Cosmos. He's a magician. He's actually going to be doing some magic for us from about 8:30 p.m., just before the musical acts. So I thought we'd do something different. I met this guy kind of randomly, and I thought I'd take a chance and see what he can do. Stay tuned. We're actually going to interview him next month, next week. So Lindsay Cupser, she's playing in that same room this coming Sunday night, along with Gina Lowe's and Corey Owens. who have both played our Sunday sessions. So let's play a track from the Quiet Songs EP from Lindsay Kupser. She's a new artist here in Vancouver. And this is an interesting title for a song, All My Bones Broke on Thursday Evening. I think I'd like to interview her and ask her what that song's about.
Thank you. springtime comes, the red-vested robins put on their black coats. I know just where to sit while the honeybees stir and drink until the sun goes glum. Under that same old tree where your old bones lie the very last time to me.
Wake up, dear circumstance. We really must get out tonight. I feel I'm going to burst. I'll take all the time you like. The sky still looks for us. Oh, I doubt they shall not soon forget part and circumstance. Boys, your mama waits up for you. Part and circumstance. I know some Hong Kong girls, oh, who like the gym and know a thing or two. Oh, pomp and circumstance. Here you go, boys, your angel looks out for you. Pomp and circumstance.
May 7th, Thursday at the Media Club, Punk Rock Trivia Night. Hosted by CITR 101.9 FM's Rocket from Russia with Rush and Tim. Come practice your punk rock nerdism, hang out with friends, eat pizza, drink beer, and listen to punk rock hits. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM. Great success.
Okay, thanks for tuning into the show. You're on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, for at least another 20 minutes. We have African Rhythms up after that with David Love Jones. So, local acts here from Vancouver. First up was a new singer-songwriter in town called Lindsay Kupser with a beautiful song called All My Bones Broke on Thursday. And Thursday evening, to be precise. And on Sunday evening, she is playing her first show in Vancouver at the Railway Club on the North Stage at the back, along with Corey Owens and Gina Lowe's, and will be there the following Sunday with the Stranded Sunday Sessions number 8 with Charlotte Lindsay and Clara Rose and myself, M. Lund. And after that, we had two tracks from a compilation called The East Fans Special Blend. We heard, first of all, Kelly Haig and Darius Green with I'll Bury You, and then one of my favorite local artists, Polly, with that wonderful track, Pomp and Circumstance. So they're both on a compilation called East Van Special Blend. All right, let's keep it local again, and I've played these two acts a few times over the last month or so, and they're connected because they're going to be playing a special show this week in an interesting venue at the SFU Woodwards at 149 Hastings. Frog Eyes are going to be playing along with Hello Blue Roses. So Frog Eyes, a very established band from Vancouver featuring the songwriting smarts of Kerry Mercer. And he formed the band in 2001 with his wife, Melanie Campbell. And they've had a lot of accolades and many records since. And the latest record is Carrie's Cold Spring. We'll play a track from that now. And they're going to be playing a show there at the SFU Woodwards building along with Hello Blue Roses, which is the Vancouver-based duo fronted by Sydney Herment and Daniel Behar of Destroyer. Very fine songwriter. I'm pretty keen to check this out. So that's they're playing together on 8 p.m. SFU Woodwards, 149 West Hastings on Saturday night in Vancouver. So let's play a track from both the records, the Frog Eyes, Carrie's Gold Spring, and then one track from the latest Hello Blue Roses record called WZO. Here's Frog Eyes, first of all, with a song called Don't Give Up Your Dreams. Damn good advice.
Don't give up your dreams. Don't give up your dreams. Well, the patient is sad, and the parking lot is full, and the padlock was smashed in the golden window. Black block reader hates your automobile. She's saying don't try to live off your dreams. She's saying don't try and live off your dreams. Oh, the speaker is bad, and the speaker is cold, and the common insurrection has left you feeling bold. But black block reader needs to pour your heart to you. She's punching her maid in disguise, and she's punching a maid in disguise. She's pulling a fake white hair over her eyes. Oh Lord, the butler, he sighs. That she's dying of a red shirt white. That she's dying. That she's dying in a red shirt white, stealing an automobile.
Just when I think The ghost of my life.
For a waterfall to
must be
as two beings separate by degrees. Space is made for bigger trees. I look onward and prepare myself to climb the glass.
Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. for Sexy in Van City with your host, Caroline McGilvery. Sexy in Van City focuses on all things that are sexy in Van City, such as relational and sexual health with oneself, partners, and current events in the city.
Okay, we're almost out of time. That was Fistful of Snacks, a beautiful track from their record called Climb the Glass Mountain. And so they're a local Vancouver band. And the next show is on May 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And before that, we heard Frog Eyes and Hello Blue Roses. And they're both playing together at a very special show at SFU Woodward's building on Hastings Street, a strange place, but two very established and highly regarded Vancouver acts. Of course, Hello Blue Roses features Sydney Vermont and Daniel Behar. Okay, so we're almost out of time. We have African Rhythms up next. I'm going to leave you with one last track. We're going to shift to a very different sound, a band that's caught my ear from out east Toronto way called Dearly Beloved. Pretty high octane stuff. I don't know much about them, but I just know they're from Toronto and they tour Europe quite frequently. So here we go. This is Dearly Beloved from Toronto. The record is called Enduro. So let's play the title track and I'll be back next week. This is Stranded. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com. My name's Matt.
Let's go.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach, drinking some booze.
The roots of all that, and that that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
All right, well, let's continue. Millie Jackson, back in the early 70s, and what an incredible record, just such great songwriting and a great vocal performance.
I love you! Mm-hmm. I need you! Let me have you! You see, the terrible thing about being in love with a married man is the fact that you can't see him when you really want to, and that can get to you sometime. Late in the midnight hour, when you really feel like you need a little love and the man ain't nowhere around, and that can get to you sometime. You really feel like you need someone to hold on to. The man ain't nowhere around, and that can really get to you sometime. But what gets to you most of all is when the holidays roll around. You gotta always be by yourself, 'cause that's the time when the families get together. All the in-laws come to visit, so he has to stay home and play the part of the good and faithful husband. But I ain't worried about it, 'cause I found out that when a man starts tipping away from home, somebody at home is falling down on the home front. That's because when these women marry these men, they have a tendency to take advantage of them. They forget about all the sweet things they say to get them, that they have to keep on saying them to keep them. 'Cause you got a whole lot of women out there these days, just like me, who'll tell a man anything in the world he feel like he might want to hear. I know, 'cause I'm going with a married man. And last New Year's Eve, I was lonesome as a Mickey Ficky. But J1, the man, came on in like he was supposed to. And I didn't mind waiting that one day, 'cause anything worth having is worth waiting on. So when the man came in, J1, I was right there waiting on him to tell him all them sweet things I know his wife hadn't told him over the holidays. And you can think of a whole lot of good stuff to tell a nigga when you're by yourself. So the minute my man came in the door, J1, I started laying it on him.